Welcome, welcome once again to Northeastern Wisconsin's all business talk show on the radio. Got to say radio because we're not on television, Tony.
And it's all business.
Okay, well, this is a show we're on every Saturday morning, and if for those of you who are joining us maybe for the first time, what we talk about on this show is survival tips for business people. We talk about empowerment strategies, startup advice, marketing tips, accounting and tax tips, sales techniques, cash flow, money, right? Who doesn't need money in some kind of... Well, that's what our show is all about this morning, so we'll get to that in just a few seconds. But our guests on the show include the people that are business authors, they're experts, they're attorneys, CPAs, people that are CEOs, bankers, consultants, and...
Entrepreneurs,
hard-working entrepreneurs. That's what we bring on the show.
Sharing their story because we're a how-to program.
Right. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush.
Morning, Jim.
Good morning. And we are both members of an organization called SCORE, and that's mm-hmm. what we do the show under. And Tony, I'll let you describe what SCORE does because you're better at it than I am.
Well, you've been in longer than I have, Jim. But SCORE is a local chapter. We have a local chapter here in Appleton. It incorporates an 8-county area from Appleton through Oshkosh down to Fond du Lac. SCORE is a national organization affiliated with the Small Business Administration. We have approximately 60 counselors in our chapter. And our website is scorefoxcities.com. If anyone would like to go see what SCORE is all about, scorefoxcities.com. And there's a link on there to the national SCORE chapter or SCORE organization.
And lots of links, actually, to a lot of resources mm-hmm. through.
You know. But actually, if you have a question about your business and you're looking for advice or counseling on how to fund it, how to get started, how to grow it, how to solve a problem, think about SCORE. The counseling is free. The counselors are folks who have years of experience in various disciplines, such as manufacturing, marketing, IT, banking, legal. And we can set you up with a counselor that will be suited to the problem or the issue you're facing. Right. And then we can team up to help you with other things in your company. And it's not just one visit. If you're a motivated business owner, an entrepreneur, and you really want to get to the bottom of it, it might take a half a dozen or more visits to solve the problem. So that's what SCORE is for. And if you'd like to apply for a counseling session, you can do that right online.
Sure.
Yep. Fill out the form, hit the submit button, and probably within a week or so, you'll hear from a SCORE counselor because we are volunteer. We don't staff the office every day.
Yeah, give us a week. Sometimes it might take 10 days to hear from somebody, and sometimes you'll hear the next day. So mm-hmm. it just depends. And on this show, what we'd like to mention, I'd like to plug the website for the radio show because
sure.
people can go out there. It's called biztalkwithscore.com. And if you go out there, you can listen to some of the previous shows, get a little idea what we talk about.
Archive them.
Archive, yeah. Exactly. Plus, you find out a little bit about who sponsors the show and the call-in numbers in case you miss them on the air. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give them out on the radio so you can give us a call. And if you do call us, we've got the books. I've still got a nice inventory of Speaking of Success. It was written by Ken Blanchard, one of the authors. Jack Canfield, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul. Patricia Clayson and Dr. Stephen Covey, who wrote Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, well-known authors.
Yep.
All of them have contributed to this book. It's a great giveaway. It's a great book to have in your library.
But
so
you need to call in with a question.
You got to call in, yeah.
And Robbie will take your phone number.
Exactly.
And
when
we'll
you call in,
you.
We'll Robbie will answer the phone. We'll get you right on the air. And if we're talking business here on the radio, we're not talking politics or any of that good stuff.
Right. And I'd also like to thank our sponsors, Jim. SCORE Chapter produces the show each week, but we do have sponsors who help pay the bills and bring the show to you every week. They include Associated Bank. Most folks around here know Associated Bank, but they're a great business lending
number one business SBA lender in the state.
Yep. Yeah, and they're full service banking. So if you're going to look for some financing, at least talk to Associated Bank and get a bid from them. We also have Epiphany Law, Kevin Eisman and his staff, and Epiphany Law here in Appleton. Epiphany does nothing but legal work, business work. They don't do any divorces. They don't do personal injury cases. But it's all business-oriented legal work. Albertson Hailing CPAs, Kurt mm-hmm. Hailing is the partner here in the Valley. They have offices in Appleton and Green Bay. They're a very good small business and personal accounting and tax preparation firm. They've been in existence for a long time. We also have the Better Business Bureau as a sponsor. And if you have not checked out the Better Business Bureau, I would encourage you to do so because you can find out if there are some complaints against a business. And as a business owner, you would like their certification that you are a good business.
Right.
And they put that out on the web. They grade their clients as A, B, C, D. So
plus, they also do mediation services.
If you have a problem with a business, call the Better Business Bureau, and you can they'll mediate for you.
Yeah.
And then our last sponsor we're glad to have on board is the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. Okay. Amy Peach and her team do the eSeed programs, and they sponsor our program as well. And then a special thank you to the Business News for promoting our program and their biweekly periodical. And I really look forward to getting that in the mail. Every 2 weeks it comes in the mail, and for $18, there's a lot of rich business information in that periodical.
Yeah, I ran into Jerry Mader, the founder of that here in the Valley, and he was at the Green Bay Expo this last week. Excellent show, as a matter of fact, too. And it was good to see Jerry, and I invited him. I said, Jerry, we got to get you on the air. So
He's an entrepreneur, started a newspaper.
He is, and he started just about the time we started this radio show.
And he's growing throughout Wisconsin, so he's got more than just the northeast Wisconsin.
Exploding, actually. Yep, doing well. Okay, why don't we take a quick break? You're on the Business Talk Radio Network here at News Talk 1150 WHBY, and then we'll get into our show. So don't go away. We got a good one this morning. We're going to talk money. Okay, we'll be right back.
LLC or S-Corp?
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Hi, I'm Joellen Wallen, your Better Business Bureau Northeast Wisconsin Regional Manager. BBB accredited businesses share our vision of an ethical marketplace. For them, trust is a contract, and honesty, integrity, and ethics are standard operating procedure. Consumers are anxious to work with BBB-accredited businesses and trust them to do the job better. Whether you're looking for a heating contractor, home remodeler, accountant, or veterinarian, consumers prefer to start with trust. And there's no better place than wisconsin.bbb.org. Our company reliability reports on Wisconsin businesses now feature grades of A+ through F. This new system helps consumers make better informed purchase decisions. Business owners are consumers, too. Who would you trust to do a better job? A BBB accredited business with an A+ grade, or a non-accredited business that doesn't make the grade? To find out more, go to wisconsin.bbb.org or call 920-734-4352 to apply for BBB accreditation.
Are you an entrepreneur starting up a business? Maybe you've been in business for several years and your company is growing. Either way, you need a trusted legal advisor. Epiphany Law can help. Epiphany Law is a business law boutique that provides expertise to startup and growing businesses. Period. They don't do divorces. They don't chase accident claims. And they don't dabble in criminal law. They pride themselves on providing solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes. And they have the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor. In short, they do business law. And they do it very well. It's been said that an epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way. If you're a business owner who's ready for a fresh, business-focused approach to legal advice, call the business law experts of Epiphany Law today at 920-996-0000 or look them up online at epiphanylaw.com.
Okay, we are back on the air. We're talking business right here on Biz Talk. And see how popular the show is? We didn't even give out the phone numbers, and we got a caller on the line. Tom, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, you guys. How you doing?
We are doing better than we deserve, all of us. So glad you called in this morning.
At least it's not as foggy.
You got a good question for us, I hope.
Yeah, I do. a coworker of mine and myself are looking at forming a new company.
Mm-hmm.
And we're a few months away right now. We're in the process of developing a business plan. But my question is, we may want to look at some of the services that SCORE offers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
My question is regarding confidentiality, because what we're looking at is
great question.
We're going
yeah.
to be forming a company that's directly competing with our current employer, and obviously we cannot let that leak out.
Yeah, I totally understand your position there, and I'm glad that that's a great question. A lot of people come to us at SCORE and never, ever mention that. You know, are we going to kind of... Tony, I'm going to let you take that
sure.
one.
Sure. I've had clients mention yeah. that to me, and it's a situation similar to Tom's, mm-hmm. where they were starting something that was going to compete with someone else in town. But the SCORE counselors do take a pledge. They sign a piece of paper every year saying that the counseling they're going to do is confidential. And they're not going to talk about it.
Yeah, we're even amongst SCORE members very, very tight-lipped as far
right.
as disclosing any type of counseling session that's going on with
right.
a member. So,
right. So confidentiality, Tom, is one of the things that we think about. It's high on the list, and we preserve the confidentiality of the conversations with our clients.
Okay.
So,
but very good.
Check us out at the SCORE website at scorefoxcities.com if you have not been there yet.
SCORE. No, I haven't, but I've got it written down.
Super. And look it over, and if you'd like to schedule a session just to explore SCORE with a counselor, submit it, and one will be assigned.
Okay, very good.
Sounds good.
Good question, Tom. Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. If you want to give us a call this morning, folks, our number in Appleton, I'll give out the number throughout the show, is 281-1150, and we'll get you right on the air. If you're outside the Appleton area, you can call us at 866-887-1150. 866-887-1150. Right. And we are giving away books. Tom will get one, and the book is called Speaking of Success. And we'll plug that a little bit later in the show, because we got a good show this morning.
We have a great guest this morning.
I know what one of the subjects that we have we've touched on here, and over the years, I think it comes up all the time repetitively. People are wondering about investment capital. Companies, they hear about venture capital funds, they hear about all these things.
Angel investing.
And I don't know if people really know for sure what's all involved in that arena. So one of the things that we strive to do on the show is bring the experts on, the people
right.
that really either know about it or do it. And this morning our guest is a gentleman who has been involved in that for some time now. Mr. Charlie Goff heads up an organization called the New Capital Management, and it's a fund that helps entrepreneurial endeavors. And good morning, Charlie.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Now, as I said that, I'm talking about, I think, over the years, you've started your own business, built your own businesses up, sold your businesses. So you're an entrepreneur right from the get-go. So doing what you're doing is perfect for you, because you've been there, done that, and now you can help other people do it. And I'm sure people want to know a little bit about what are the responsibilities of this new capital fund? What exactly is it? Maybe you can shed light on that.
Sure. Actually, it's New Capital Fund.
Fund,
and
yeah.
management is the group that I use to help manage that. But New Capital Fund is a group of 80 limited partners mm-hmm. in Northeast Wisconsin. We started back in 2006 with the idea of putting together some investment capital for entrepreneurial ideas.
Easy for you to say.
There you go. And within the state of Wisconsin. So, you know, it's pretty focused on geography.
Mm-hmm.
We have 10 investments that we've made thus far. And it's something that I think is, as you said, a funding source that is not typically people are aware of. And we've had a great time doing it.
Well, the first thing they think of is I got to get a business plan together so I can go out and convince a bank to put money into my wild ideas. And I'm sure you see enough of those. Some of the stuff that you see, you probably can't help. But out of the pool of that come to you, there's always got to be a little pearl out there that say, hey, this one is a winner.
Well, yeah, we have some fairly tight criteria, as you would expect. Yeah. And so a lot of the opportunities that we see don't fit the criteria, but then we try to do a good reference to people who might be interested in that kind of a business.
Yeah, yeah. So even if your group might not be interested, you may be able to pass it along to somebody that, hey, I know somebody that looks at this kind of a business.
Absolutely.
And great thing. It, one of the things I think that people sometimes get a misconception about is that venture funds or and what do you classify yourself? Would you call yourself a venture capital fund?
We are a venture capital fund.
Okay, all right. Because, you know, we hear the terminology angel seed investors, and I look at that as maybe some very nice, like a good example is Dell Computers.
Mm-hmm.
Dell started in Texas, and you remember the little guy with the big ears that you ran for president a few years ago?
Ross Perot.
Ross Perot.
Yeah, big ears.
He was one of the angel seed investors. He brought management experience. He brought a lot of experience to their company, and he brought $3 million in cash. And so that's maybe what how I would differentiate you from a...
Well, let me give you a little definition in terms of the kind of investors there are out there. They fall into three groups. And the first one I think everybody is aware of, and that's friends and family.
Yeah.
And those are the folks who know you, have some faith in what you're doing, and maybe won't look at your business plan with the kind of discretion that maybe a banker would or an angel investor would.
Right.
The angel investors typically are characterized as somebody who you don't know, somebody who is what we call an accredited investor, and we can get into that if you want, but an individual who is out there scouting, looking for new businesses. But they typically make their own decisions. So if you're looking, let's say, for $200,000, you may have to string together, you know, two, three, four angel investors to be able to get the amount of capital that you're looking
for. The
pool
of money, yeah.
Yeah, the distinction of a venture capital fund is that we have a number of people who are joined together on a legal document,
mm-hmm.
Which basically says that we'll commit a certain amount of capital to ideas that are voted on by an investment board.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll find an opportunity, we bring it to the investment board, they get the thumbs up, and then what we do is we'll actually do a capital call. So if you've got a 1% share into the venture capital fund, you'll get a 1% capital call for this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And you're contractually obligated to do that. So when we're out looking at opportunities, one of the things we talk about is the distinction that we can actually make a decision and then get the amount of money that the entrepreneur is looking. And so they really, it's kind of a one-stop shop rather than have to go to three or four different angels.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Jim, we have a caller on the line this morning. Good morning, Dan.
Morning.
You have a question for Charlie?
Yeah, it's kind of a general question. If we are working with a business that has a pretty decent product locally or regionally and wants to expand and go national and is in pretty good financial shape, but the banks are still kind of balking at it, what would the steps be to inquire about angel investing?
Well, as Jim said, Jim and Tony said, you know, the first thing, of course, is the business plan. If you come to an angel investor group, you know, what they're going to want to see is an executive summary, so they have an understanding of what the business is, what the opportunities are, how much money you're looking for, what the valuation of the company is. And one of the things that a lot of people leave out is you need to think about an exit plan for your investors. Because unlike maybe friends and family who may be willing to go with the idea for, you know, 10, 15 years, angel investors and venture capital people have a date that they want to be able to get out of the investment and reach a return. So all of those you'll want to put together in a business plan, and then their
exit strategy, is that what they call it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's a number of angel capital groups around the state that you could approach that actively look for ideas and have meetings where they get together on a monthly basis. And there's a number of venture capital firms similar to ours that you could approach.
Charlie, about how long does the, what's an average time for them to want to get out? Does it depend on the type of business they're in, or?
It really depends on where the fund is. If you're talking venture capital, it depends where the fund is in the life of their contract. So in our situation, we started in 2006. Venture capital funds tend to be a 10-year plan.
Okay.
And so in our case, in 2016, we need to be able to return all of our money back to our investors. Otherwise, guess what? They won't do it again. And so in our case, somebody would be coming. They would say, all right, 2006, we're at 2010. You got to be able to get out in 6 years.
Yeah. Okay, Dan, does that answer your question for you?
Yeah, that's good. Thank you very much.
And, Dan, before we go, we will give out a web address for Charlie's. You may want to...
Sure.
They want to get it.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay.
Good question.
Yeah, it was a great question. And one of the things it brings up is, you know, the types of companies that that you may look for, Charlie. I think somebody may be sitting out there saying, I want to start a fast food restaurant. Typically, that's not something that you would be...
Well,
unless... It turns out to be another McDonald's, and there's a reason they're going to compete with them.
Right. I think we mentioned at the top of the program that we have some fairly tight criteria. We're looking for high-growth Wisconsin businesses that are predominantly in the life science, information technology, and manufacturing sectors.
Gotcha.
And so you say life science, what's that mean? Well, that means I spend a lot of time in Madison because that's where the IP or intellectual property generator is at the university there. So we've
and
got...
Is that basically medicine, Charlie? Things that are related to pharmaceuticals or equipment that might be renovating or moving technology along?
Right. We're really not involved in medicine, and there's a reason why, and it tends to be that those are long cycle times between... If you're trying to get a drug out in the market, that could be 15 years. Madison has got an expertise, and we've invested in a number of medical diagnostic companies, assays, immunoassays. Mm-hmm. They're relatively short time frame. The regulatory path is pretty well defined, and we found that there's a lot of innovation there that we think we can take advantage of.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thanks.
Okay, why don't we take a quick break? This is a good show this morning. Got a lot of questions I want to fire off here. And want you to stay with us, folks, and I'll be giving out the numbers as soon as we come back. You're right here on the Business Talk Radio Network at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
Or simple IRA.
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
The innovation on-ramp starts at the Venture Center. Don't get passed up in the race for innovation. Visit the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. The Venture Center is the leading business innovation center in the New North, with customized programs for entrepreneurs, existing businesses, and corporations. You can learn the basics of starting and managing your own business, or learn how to refine your business skills in the successful ProSeed program.
At the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College, you can take your idea to reality. We feature the only digital product fabrication laboratory in the United States designed specifically for entrepreneurs, businesses, and inventors. Our experts will help you design and make a product prototype with desktop electronics, software, and industrial-grade fabrication. Find out more about the Venture Center and the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
Well, Okay, we're back. We are in Biz Talk. We're talking business this morning. Our guest is Charlie Goff, and Charlie heads up an organization called the New Capital Fund, and it is a venture capital fund for entrepreneurs, people mm-hmm. starting and developing mm-hmm. and growing and whatever. One of the things I want to mention, we are giving a book away, so if you give us a call on the air this morning, mm-hmm. If you're in Appleton, you can call us without dialing any prefix. Call us at 281-1150, our area code. You don't have to dial an area code. 281-1150. If you're outside of Appleton, maybe you're in Green Bay, maybe you're down in Fond du Lac, call us at 866-887-1150, and we'll get you right on the air. If you've been sitting there wondering about venture funds or venture money and how does it work, and now one of the things our guest is Charlie Goff. I want to pose this question because it did come up on the break, and we need to talk about it. We've heard a lot about Governor Doyle's Act 255 plan, and maybe you can share what that is and how investors can take advantage of that.
Sure. Yeah. The governor's done a real good job of putting out a tax benefit for investors and then kind of getting out of the way. And I'm big on government getting out of the way. But in essence, what they've done is they have what they call the early stage investment tax credits. And the way it works is an angel investor who is qualified, so you have to go mm-hmm. through some work at the state to get qualified, can get a 25% tax credit on their state of Wisconsin income taxes if they invest in a qualified venture. Now, the qualified venture is they're looking for high technology businesses with high growth potential. So mm-hmm. not everybody can be qualified. As we right. talked before, right. a service business would not meet those criteria. But think of the mathematics. If you're going to invest $100,000 or let's say $10,000, mm-hmm. You would get a $2,500 tax credit on your Wisconsin taxes. So it's a real incentive for somebody who says, you know, this is kind of a risky situation, I'm not sure I want to go. Well, the worst case, if you just got your money back,
sure.
you'd earn a 25% return.
So it can kind of protect the principal of what you're putting into this the fund.
Well, I don't know so much protect the principal as it gives you a return mm-hmm. right away. And
is that a one-time, Charlie, 1 year?
Yes.
One-time, 1 year.
It can't be stretched out over 2 or 3 years. Yeah, I was
right.
gonna ask. Yeah.
But that is a great incentive to bring money out of the sidelines mm-hmm. and put it on the table and make it available for some businesses that would qualify that can create new jobs for Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It's a great program. And I'm glad to hear he got out of the way.
Wanted to ask, maybe we can talk a little bit about, because you've got some examples of companies that you've actually gotten behind and made investments in and are still in them.
Mm-hmm.
And can we share who they
sure,
are or
sure.
what they do? Yeah.
The three that are local that I really enjoy. First one is a company called Frozen Codebase. It's a Green Bay company. We had an individual come to us who had extensive video game programming background, had worked with a number of design studios out in the West Coast and found his way back to Wisconsin. We started with just him and in the back of an envelope, and he had one of those glint in his eyes, you know, and he just kind of said, hey, this guy, you know, he's got something more than just programming skills.
Yeah.
And we now have 20 employees in Green Bay. Most of them are under 30. You know, they drink Mountain Dew and Red Bull and bouncing off walls, and you go up there and the place smells like pizza. But, you know, they've been very successful. We have games out in Xbox, PS3. Our first iPhone application is coming out. And
really?
We have a number of people who have moved to Green Bay from around the country and that would never be here if it wasn't for, you know, the venture capital money that we put in front of them. So,
well, you're typically looking for something that may have a real explosive type growth to it. You know, there may be because like you say, you're in for a limited time. And what is the final leg of the journey in most cases? Is that to take companies to go public with their public offerings?
Not really. You know, because we get involved so early, it's called early stage investing.
Okay.
It's difficult to get it to an IPO, initial public offering.
Sure.
And compounded by the fact that there are very few IPOs going out in this market. So most of our exits are M&A, mergers and acquisitions. So what you'll do is you'll find a firm who likes what you're doing. In the video game company, for example, there's a number of folks that are large multinational that are looking for sites that can do programming and be successful at it.
Right.
And so they would be potential buyers. Let me give you another example of a firm that we were involved with. Last year, we Kimberly-Clark spun off part of their technology division revolving around ultrasonics. Mm-hmm. And they use ultrasonics in their manufacture of things such as diapers and healthcare uniforms and so forth. Mm-hmm. They were interested in spinning that off, and so we provided the capital to start that business. And the business is actually about three blocks from here. They've got 15 employees, most of them with PhDs, and they're doing a lot of R&D work, bringing some of their ultrasonic technology to worldwide markets. So again, it was an opportunity where they were looking for somebody. They went Kimberly-Clark went to a number of venture capital firms, selected us. We've got some people who are working around the clock now, bringing this technology to the market. It's really exciting.
Really? Yeah. That is interesting. Go ahead, Tony. You had a question. Yeah.
I think what Charlie is describing in these two examples is really very important for people to understand that there could be a glint in an eye. The business owner may be in one of these disciplines that Charlie referred to earlier and struggling to get things going. These folks may have a great idea, but they have to have some money in the game too.
Sure.
They've got to put something into it. Because
yeah, good point.
Charlie's
yeah.
not going to come in here with 110% financing and just give it to you.
Let's
Charlie
address,
might
that.
Want to address that.
Yeah, because I think this is one of the misconceptions a lot of people have is, look, the venture capital fund is going to put all the money behind this project,
right.
and I'll just sit back and run it.
Well, and that's a good point. You know, for example, the individual in Green Bay that started the video game company, he said, oh, by the way, I don't have any money. And we said, do you have a house? and so he's got a second mortgage on his house. And basically, you want to make sure that the right. the people have skin in the game.
Right.
With the Horizon Ultrasonic, it's the same thing. All of the principals put a mm-hmm. significant amount of money in there. And so it's their company to win or lose as much as the investors.
Well, with their investment, that they're motivated to stay. I mean, if they didn't have anything, they could at one point, if they got tired of what, they'd walk away from the whole project and leave it in your lap. And you're not the expert at running that.
Well, exactly.
Do you get involved in maybe supplying management help or that type of skills that they might need to help strengthen them?
Yeah. Yes, we do. And one of the things that we look for is a criteria when we do investments is we want to bring some value. We're not just somebody who wants to write a check. So
yeah.
in many cases, we'll marry the individual who is knows the technology with somebody who is a CEO potential who can actually run the firm. One of the things you learn early on is it's the technologist isn't
right.
necessarily the person who has
right.
the
right.
skill sets to be able to manage it. So, for example, in Horizon Ultrasonics, we married the people who spun off from KC with an individual who is a member of our fund, who's a retired executive, very successful executive in the Valley. And he was looking for another challenge, and so now he's leading that organization. So we brought the two together.
Yeah. And one of the things I've always heard, in fact, I had a little bit of association with it. I used to be with Florida Atlantic University, and they had what was called a technology transfer type program, where maybe a big IBM or somebody would have patents sitting on a shelf, and basically didn't want to spend the time or the energy or the to develop those, but might outsource it to a smaller company. Is this the type of thing you might be looking for? A company that would grab onto some of that technology?
Clearly, yeah. it is. You know, yeah. we did something similar to that with I think people know the name General Electric in Oshkosh had a division that produces compressors, and they had a line which didn't really strategically fit their business plan. And this was an example where the entrepreneurs actually went to management and said, you know, we're kind of feel like stepchildren here. Yeah. Would we be, would you be amenable to us putting an offer in and buying this division? And it came with some intellectual property, and management said yes, and so we spun that off, and that's now an Appleton-based business, and they're really going to town. It's a lot of fun to watch.
So you're staying really close to home here. You're not traveling to the East or West Coast looking for which is exciting.
Yeah, we're Wisconsin-based. Yeah. We did actually bring one firm that was in Minneapolis, and in order to qualify for this Act 255, we told them we would be interested, but they had to move to Hudson. So
they did.
And they did.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking this morning. Charlie Goff is our guest. Charlie manages an organization called the New Capital Fund, which is venture capital. We're coming down the stretch here, so we wanted to...
Yeah, I have another question for you, Charlie. Let's presume that there's some folks listening in the audience today who might be intrigued to perhaps join your investment group. Join the New Capital Fund.
As an investor.
Probably. Right, yeah. As an investor, not as a borrower or a startup, but saying, you know, maybe there's a retired lady out there and says, I'd like to join that, and maybe I could offer some services as a CFO or CEO for a company. Can you speak to the criteria, or how could they join your group? Are there other groups out there they might address and approach?
Yeah, one of the things that's a characteristic of venture capital is they tend to be open and closed in a relatively short amount of time. Mm-hmm. So what we did is we spent 6 months raising the capital, and then we closed the fund. So
okay.
our fund one is closed.
Okay.
We're examining fund two, we'll be taking a look at that later on this year. For somebody to be able to do something like this, you have to be what they call an accredited investor. And that's something that came out of the Great Depression in 1933,
right.
The Securities Act, where they said, for whether you like it or not, they said, we want people to be savvy in the area of investments. And
right.
So the criteria they put down there is you need $1 million in net worth, or I think it's $200,000 of salary for 2 years or something like that.
There's some minimum financial standards so that if they lose some money in this fund, it's not going to wipe them out. The government didn't want someone like earning $40,000 a year with a family with two children putting $10,000 into a fund and not understanding it.
Right, right.
I think that's what you're alluding to there, Charlie, and that's a good thing, I think.
Well, the one point that...
But I just wanted to ask one more question is, if someone is interested in maybe looking at your fund number two or something or learning more about this, is there a place they could contact you?
Sure. Yeah, we have our website, I think, as you mentioned, newcapitalfund.com. So you could just send a note to that.
And capital is with an A-L on it.
Right.
Not like the capital in Madison. Newcapitalfund.com. And folks could contact Charlie through that fund or that address and learn more about maybe their second fund or just this program in general.
So maybe as we come back from our break, we can address the what are the downsides of being a venture capital investor, too, because there are
risks.
Yeah, it's not
Absolutely.
Always all upside. Okay, you're on Biz Talk right here on the Business Talk Radio Network at News Talk 1150. Stay with us. We got another segment. We'll be right back.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. An epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, They provide that better way.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping.
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Tomorrow's innovation starts today in the Fab Lab. The Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College is an innovation center where any product you can think of becomes reality. Perfect for independent inventors or business product development, the Fab Lab helps you create a product prototype. Our product design and fabrication experts teach inventors, entrepreneurs, or students how to use desktop digital technology to create product prototypes. Here's how the Fab Lab has helped.
Any industry like ours dreams about having cutting-edge equipment, but we don't have the time to learn how to operate it or the money to purchase it. The Fab Lab solves that.
How can you get your product or idea into the Fab Lab? Attend our free Explore the Fab Lab sessions or meet with our team members who will help you design a customized plan to create your product or test your idea. Find out more about how the Fab Lab can innovate your business. Visit us online at www.fvtc.edu/fablab or call 920-993-5177.
Okay, we are coming down the stretch here on BizTalk. We're wrapping up the show this morning. Our guest, Charlie Goff, has been talking about venture capital. And quick thing before we exit the show, Charlie, I wanted to bring out, you know, as we talked about, Tony mentioned somebody that may want to become an investor in a venture fund like you've developed here. And but there is some downside to it, isn't there? There's some risk involved in being, because some of the things that you get involved in have a high risk side to them, don't they?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. When you're dealing with research businesses, you know, the yeah. question, the risk is it going to work?
Yeah.
And it's not readily apparent when you start. You know, you take your best guess and you talk to experts. But statistics are that up to 50% of new stage, early stage venture capital companies fail.
Yeah, yeah.
And so in Wisconsin, that's a mean statistic because, you know, we're not used to that. And, right. and that's why people are a little risk adverse.
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart all the time. So good thing.
And out of the failure can come a great learning experience. I've seen folks fail three times, go back to the same bank. They start with the bank, failed, go back to the bank. Failed, go back to the bank again, and then they hit the home run.
Yeah, but in this case, you're talking about an R&D session,
right,
and
right.
it doesn't even hit the market yet, and
right,
it might not get
exactly.
there. Okay, we are coming down the stretch, and I wanted to tap Charlie on the shoulder, see about a little pearl of wisdom for a biz tip here before we exit the show this
okay,
morning.
Okay,
and I know they're coming right off the top of your head, so you know.
Well, I think for entrepreneurs, one of the keys is to think out of the box. You know, innovation is often right in front of your eyes. Yeah, you just need
absolutely.
To adjust your thinking a little bit to be able to see it in a different light.
Excellent.
That's a good point. And,
yeah.
and if I could just add on to that real quick,
mm-hmm.
slow down a little bit, think about it, or you won't see the opportunity. It will pass so fast.
Come on to Score and talk to us first before
Bingo.
You go shopping. Hey, listen, next week we are one of our
Epiphany
guests.
Law.
Epiphany Law
yep,
is our sponsor.
Our sponsor. They'll be on next week. So if you have a legal question, tune in.
Great job. And if you want to contact Charlie Goff, is it a quick web address maybe where they can look you up? Or?
Sure. It would be Charlie, Charlie,
mm-hmm.
at newcapitalfund.com, and that's capital with an A-L.
Beautiful. Okay, that's our show for this week. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Charlie.
On BizTalk.
Thank you.